Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. Do tell your friends about us. We are all of the medical news that isn't COVID-19 that is important to you and what it means to you. First story will be our Odd Omega story of the week this week. Everything you need to know about spaghetti squash. This one is a well beyond wellness, warmer climate, more pollen, worse allergies, how you can fight back. And what you should know about sugar alcohols is our wellness foreplay story of the week. Lifestyle changes to ease back pain, and is pain an inevitable part of getting older? Well, the answer is no. And that is the Roizen Rule for Younger You, number 9. And number 6, manage stress. And can ultrasound help you fight prostate cancer and avoid other surgery? Yes. And we'll talk about that as well. And longevity is the next disruptor. Yeah, that is our COVID-19 story of the week. Booster shots are likely. Why? No, it's not the variants. What is it? We'll tell in a few minutes. And along with that, longevity is the next disruptor story, or be half the age you are story. The number of preventive medicine docs is unlikely to match U.S. needs. We need help. So let's go and talk about these one by one, if you will. And by the way, there's one other disturbing story in the news. That as more states legalize marijuana, you're getting what you would expect, more children accidentally poisoned by the edibles. Keep your edibles locked up, please, or whatever you have to do to keep your children away from them. I do think that all your prescription medicines, including your edibles, should be locked up. Let's go and now go into the stories. Warmer climate, more pollen, worse allergies, how to fight back, well beyond wellness. That's right. With a warmer climate, we have a longer pollen season. In the spring, where we are now, it is trees and grasses in the evening. Are trees and grasses in the evening? Well, we're going to talk to you, and you're going to have to guess on this one. So put your money down. Is it ragweed worse in the evening, or trees and pollen worse in the morning? Well, it turns out that ragweed is worse in the morning, trees and pollen in the evening. So you want to, when you get home from work or wherever you've been all day, make sure you shower, change clothes, and leave your shoes by the door so you don't track that grass and pollen in. And I didn't say who we were brought to today, but Persona Nutrition always brings you us. They're our sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. You don't even have to do it in the evening or the morning. Anytime you want, you can go to mypersona.com. And I probably didn't say this either. This is You, the Owner's Manual podcast 1043A. The A's are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. Lifestyle choices to ease back pain, that's right. Avoiding sugar, avoiding simple added sugars and simple carbohydrates and added syrups. Getting rid of sugar, getting rid of processed red meat decreases inflammation, especially if you've got back pain in the morning. It's an inflammatory situation. Get rid of it with lifestyle changes such as a little exercise and yoga, stress management, very important. That's why This is Roizen Rule for Younger You, numbers 6 and 9. Manage stress with friends, purpose, and meditation, or guided imagery, or progressive muscle relaxation. But remember, pain in the morning, much more likely to be inflammatory, especially if it's worse in the morning. Is it an inevitable part of getting older? No. You can preserve your non-pain state very long. Next story we should talk about is one on getting happy. Does exercise lift your mood? Well, this was an interesting study that was in ovarian cancer patients in their recovery period. When they exercised, a 18% reduction in depression and a substantial overall improvement in mood. My favorite story is everything you want to know about spaghetti squash. I love spaghetti squash. It is one of the gourds. It's a large, yellow, melon-shaped food that's usually harvested in the early fall, but you can find it almost any time. I love it now, so it's spring and I get it now. Tons of vitamin C, B6, beta-carotene, and fiber. It's a great food. You bake it. It's really easy. You cut it in half. That's where the only problem is, it's hard, so you got to be very careful with the knife. And I cut it lengthwise. Then I sprinkle a little of my olive oil and a little of my favorite seasonings on it. Bake it for a little bit in the oven. And then you come out and use a fork, and it just looks like spaghetti, tastes like spaghetti, especially when you put that red sauce on it. I use Rao's, I don't know how to pronounce that, but in any case, it's a non-added sugar red sauce. I have no vested interest in that company other than they make great sauce, only 40 calories per cup of the spaghetti squash, and it's just filling and delightful. It's wonderful. We have it as a main dish. Nancy often has it, so I'm privileged to have that. What you should know about sugar alcohols, they're bad. They cause bloating. They cause you to still have a sweet tooth. Nothing good about sugar alcohols. What are they? Xylitol, erythritol, sorbitol, mannitol, the other ones, there's a whole bunch of other ones, isomalt, lactitol, hydrogenated, starch hydrolase, they're all crazy. If you see a sugar alcohol on the label, it can often say no sugar added, even though you're getting addicted to sugar. Don't go for it. Don't fall for it. That's be half the age you are by avoiding those sugars. The other thing that was interesting, I found stories, when you look at what do people care about in their physician, what do they use? 93% obviously use that a physician is included in their health plan and their insurance plan. Online ratings ranked ninth in order, with 20% saying they were very important, as almost as important as verbal recommendations from friends. That's kind of crazy. A whole bunch of other things in this article. Can ultrasound, high-intensity, frequent-focused ultrasound, a focal therapy technique, can be used for 10 to 15% of all prostate cancer patients. It can be used for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Compared to other techniques for prostate cancer, such as radiation therapy or even surgery, less incontinence of urine and feces, less erectile dysfunction, but also less of a cure. Another story this week, the story about preventive medicine doctors are in short supply, and they're getting in shorter supply. Fewer people are going into it, and most of us are older, so treat your preventive medicine doc with kid gloves. And the last story for the day is going to be a COVID-19 story. Why are booster shots more likely? Well, it's not only that as the variants, as the mutations evolve, we'll need them, but it is actually they've looked at the levels of antibody. And the levels of antibody are falling. And when you look at the levels at 6 months out in the early patients who were in the test subjects, it looks like they're going to need boosters by a year, that is, getting a yearly booster, because the antibody levels are falling fast enough. And that's the medical news of the week, 1043A, that is important to you and brought to you by Persona. That's right. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, and I hope you enjoyed this You, the Owner's Manual podcast news of the week segment, the A segment. We have two great guests lined up. This is the A segment, and I'm equally excited that we are brought to you, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. You can get to discover vitamins and supplements personalized just to you and your diet. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. Find out if you're missing anything. Maybe you aren't, and you'll feel reassured. Or maybe you are, and they'll get you exactly what you need to make up for an imperfect diet if you have one. That's mypersona.com. That's where I get my supplements from. Hope you do too. Thank you, Caitlin, for great engineering, but especially thank you, the listener, for downloading us. It's what motivates us week after week. Thanks again. And by the way, I haven't mentioned, but I should mention, that one of the great interviews in the past was, in fact, the history of the brain. I think that was 1040B, the history of the brain, a wonderful, wonderful interview. And you'll want to get that book as well, The History of the Brain. Thanks again for downloading us.